and we are joined by Doug Hallam. He is with the West Central Research team. Doug, how are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And we are talking watching water and snowpack today, correct?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. Water and snowpack is one thing that surface water managers deal with in the springtime. They watch it all year, but it's particularly important for the spring when they're making their decisions how much storage water they can use for irrigation and things. And I pulled together some numbers for this morning just to give an idea of what kinds of things they look at when deciding how much water each canal gets. And many of us in this region are familiar with canals. Most of you have seen them or driven over them or fished in them or heard a news story about somebody falling in one and that sort of thing. So those numbers, I pulled some numbers yesterday. The Wyoming snow report is one of the things that you've heard on the news. They talk about snowpack and whatnot. As of March 18th, the Upper North Platte Basin in Wyoming was 107% of the median, which is just a little bit above average, kind of. The Lower North Platte was at about 84% of the median, and the South Platte was at 73%. So as far as snowpack, we're kind of low right now. Hopefully this weather we got moving in later this week will help that out a little bit.
Yeah, I think this weekend that number could definitely increase.
And those numbers actually have been increasing since the beginning of March. They do this snowpack report weekly in Wyoming, and beginning of March, the numbers were quite substantially lower than those numbers. So they've improved a lot, and oftentimes it really comes down to April and even into May as to whether it's a make or break year in terms of snowpack. The Wyoming reservoirs, they have about 2.8 million acre feet of storage space, and right now they contain about 1.9 million acre feet of water, so they're about 67% full. That's two-thirds full. They don't think that they're going to have water spilling in the North Platte from the North Platte system this year. We'll see if that changes with the upcoming weather in coming weeks. In Colorado, the report's a little earlier from February 1st. The snowpack reported 92% of the median there. That's better than kind of Wyoming, but it's still below the median where we really would like to be. And then on the other hand, the South Platte reservoirs, the ones along the South Platte River between here and Denver, are at about 104% of the median. So they're just a little above where we would hope they might be. So that's good. And then stream flow in the South Platte right now is about 88% of what we would expect for this time of year. So that's a little low. So the signal on the South Platte is mixed. And then closer to home, Lake McConaughey, they're at about 1.1 million acre feet. They're about 63% of capacity, which is real consistent with the whole North Platte system, which isn't probably great in terms of storage water, but it's quite a bit better than it was last year.
And for those that don't know, how really is snowpack like calculated?
Well, it's kind of a complicated calculation. They use a term that they call snow water equivalent, SWE. So they kind of measure and look at like the density of it, how heavy it is, how light it is. So then, 12 inches of heavy snow has more water than 12 inches of light, fluffy snow. So they have this calculation where they go out and they measure, they take specific readings and they do this calculation of snow water equivalent. So that's the snowpack report is based on that equivalent volume of water. It's not perfect. Obviously, a lot of these things aren't perfect, but they do a pretty darn good job with it, and they've managed the reservoirs successfully for over 100 years with it. So
North Platte got 17 inches of heavy, wet snow. Gosh, was that 2 weeks ago, maybe? 2 weeks ago? I wonder what the snowpack was that weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what our water equivalent for that was. I know out of my place, I got about 15 inches, and it didn't. Some of it was fairly heavy, and some of it seemed kind of light and fluffy. So I'm not sure what we got. A couple of days later, I was raking it off my roof because it got so warm right away, and then it was definitely very heavy and still pretty,
yeah,
quite a bit of volume the following day. So it certainly turns into water when you get 60 degrees the day after a snowstorm.
Yeah, it, totally.
It makes things pretty wet and gets wet in a hurry.
Yeah, talking to Doug Hallam with West Central Research here, and let's talk Water Riches Field Day. For those that don't know, what is that?
Yeah, so Water Riches Field Day is really my favorite extension event of the year, and it's really cool. Water Riches Field Day is really the first time that I get outside with a bunch of kids. It's a UNL extension program. It's gone for decades. So it's a legacy program. It was here well before I got here. Some of my predecessors at CSD did this, and now I'm involved with it. And I routinely run into adults who have gone on Water Riches Field Day at some point in their childhood. And what we do is we take area fourth graders, and they visit several locations around Ogallala or near Ogallala. They visit the Lake Mack Visitor Center to learn a little bit about the biology of the lake and what they're concerned with out there. They visit the Kingsley Hydro Plant, do a tour of the plant, and learn about water operations. They go to Cedar Point Biological Station for a geology hike up into one of the canyons and look at geology. And then they come out to my location at Spring Creek, where we explore a headwaters wetland and talk about the water cycle. So it's a really cool day. They bring a lot of schools out, area fourth graders. A couple schools here from North Platte do it on occasion. The schools change a bit, but a lot of those schools from here and Points West come out to that day, and it's really a cool day to see the kids, to see the folks that bring their kids out for that Water Riches Day and learn about Nebraska water resources.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think at that age, fourth grade, they're old enough, and I think their brain is ready enough to be able to comprehend and, take in what information and actually understand it, not just throwing a bunch of words at you.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of fun with it. Fourth graders are still pretty enthusiastic about what they're learning, and I like to ask them questions. And by the end of the session that they're with me, they're answering questions, volunteering, and being engaged and pretty excited to learn something. And, they really start to have fun when they start to know the answers. So we give them a little bit of information and then help them figure some things out. And it's a really, really cool day and a really, really fun time.
I think the best feeling in the world as a fourth grader is answering that question correctly in front of your entire class, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Talking here, Doug Hallam with the West Central Research. And Doug, anything else that you'd like to mention about West Central Research, about snowpacking, about Water Riches Field Day, anything else on your plate that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I think we covered the water issues plenty well. I just mentioned that you can follow West Central Research on Facebook or on our website. The website is extension.unl.edu/statewide/West Central or on our Facebook page. There's always something going on. They're always making posts on there about what's going on. Lots of different programs at the center. Water, economics, ag, cattle, entomology, pesticide application.
Stuff,
lots and lots of ag-related information to be had.
All right. Well, Doug, we thank you for stepping on the airwaves this morning and informing us about what's going on with the West Central Research, and a very fascinating conversation about the numbers and the snowpack and all that.
Very good. Thanks for having me.